104.5 XLO. It's Jen and Frank. It's 6:55. Our producer Kira in studio as well.
Well, we have some guests in studio. Worcester's Best Chef is coming up. It is a week from this Sunday over at Mechanics Hall, and we'd like to welcome Dom Mercurio, who produces the event Worcester's Best Chef, and Neil Rogers is here also from Niche Hospitality. And hey, guys, this event is just around the corner.
It is. It's right around the corner, Jen, and we're doing great. This year is our 10th anniversary, as you well know, and of course, XLO is hosting. You guys are the masters of ceremonies, as it were, and 10th anniversary, which means the best of the best are in town.
It really is a great event, yeah. And we want to remind people, there's no football on, so
no, there's no
you have
football.
A free Sunday, you know?
And if you are a VIP ticket holder, you get there a little early, about 4:15, and you get your own room. VIPs have their own room. The Dickens room is all for VIP. Get your own flat screen TV to watch what's going on in the main hall. Your own bar. It's a cash bar. Passed champagne. I mean,
massages
massage
you mentioned
therapy.
Before. Yeah. I mean, this is like Rick Brackett, who was my co-host at the event, was wondering, is he considered a VIP?
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys are the VIPest of the VIPs.
I'm just giving him a hard time. Well, make way for Neil Rogers. He's the executive chef de cuisine at Niche Hospitality. Hi, Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. So tell us a little bit about Niche Hospitality. I mean, I just feel like every restaurant in Worcester, you guys, belongs to you guys.
We do have quite a few restaurants in Worcester. Wellesley, Leominster, we have two restaurants.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we have Mezcal and Ryan Time out there.
That's right. So as executive chef de cuisine, what is your role with Niche Hospitality?
Development of menus. We have a lot of dinners every month. We have wine dinners at Picado, test kitchen events, which are in a little kitchen inside of Mezcal, which I head up.
Okay.
The Citizen Wine Bar.
You have a fun job, though.
It's quite a fun job, yes.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking of the menus, I think, would be, you know, pretty exciting.
Yeah, it changes daily. So it's like, you know, we can go in thinking we're going to do something on a Wednesday, and then by 4:00, my plans have changed, and I went somewhere else, and then I end up finishing that on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's a very creative position, mm-hmm. I would imagine. So tell us about Worcester's Best Chef. I know that you won a number of years back.
Yep, I won when I was working at Volturno.
Oh, that's right.
And I have to say, I guess one of my greatest moments there was the year after when my sous chef, Tim Russo, won. To me, that was like, I think that was like my proudest moment because, you know, I worked with him for such a long time.
Yeah.
And after I talked to him after the event, he was like, you know, I cook something that I think that you would be proud of.
Oh, that's so nice.
To me,
like
that
your
was,
mentor.
Yeah, that,
yeah.
Like a mentor. So, and I think that's something that's big in the industry that we don't look at enough is like mentoring the younger generations to.
So at the event this year, Niche Hospitality, what restaurants will be represented?
All of them.
Oh, they're all going to be there.
No,
okay.
I mean, I'll be there for.
Okay. All right.
I guess we could say the test kitchen, which is the one that I run once a month.
And no giving out what you're going to be doing. This
we
is
can't
all
do
top.
That.
Yeah, I know.
It's all top secret.
I've tried to get this from the other chefs, and you guys are very competitive, I must say. Well, Neil Rogers, thank you so much for coming in. Dom Mercurio. Dom, how do people get tickets?
Great. Just go right online, worcestbestchef.com. Grab your tickets as soon as you can.
You usually have people that tend to walk up and then they're disappointed.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't sell tickets at the event because we want to respect our patrons' space and shoulder-to-shoulder room.
Well, it's going to be great. It is Sunday, January 29th at Mechanics Hall. What time does VIP open?
VIP opens at 3:45. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be great.
Thank you, guys, and I'll see you there.
Yeah, you bet, Jen.
XLO.